Fantasy Spin is presented by Bud Light. Drink responsibly. Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome to another edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. I am joined, as always, by Joe Dolan, the managing editor over at FantasyGuru.com. Joe, last week the Eagles really opened things up in the passing game against Washington, showing off that vertical threat. How does that affect things in your fantasy lineup this week?
Well, I'm starting to consider Sam Bradford again, Alex, to be quite honest with you. Sam Bradford said after the game against Washington that it was just kind of a look. It was a good matchup for them to attack down the field, and lo and behold, they did it. So far this year, the Eagles have had the misfortune of facing some pretty darn good defenses, either defenses that are better than people expected or defenses that people knew were going to be good. I don't think that's the case this week. The Saints are going to have a lot of problems defensively this year. They've already had them. I think the Eagles can get the run game going a little bit better than they have, and that will, of course, open up things down the field. I think Sam Bradford, with four teams on bye this week, is going to be a guy who's going to be in consideration for lineups. And frankly, I don't think Sam Bradford was the main reason the Eagles dropped the game against Washington last week. His level of play is getting incrementally better. I would expect to see Sam Bradford have a nice game at home against the Saints.
And Joe, for your surprise start this week, you're going with a guy who's a little bit under the radar, but we saw him have a very nice game against the Eagles on Sunday.
Yeah, it's Chris Thompson, the running back from Washington. Now, I've been pushing Matt Jones on this program and on this segment, and for the most part, I'm still pretty happy about that. But Mac Jones took a back seat against the Eagles last week because the Eagles have one of the best run defenses in the NFL. Instead, Washington deployed Chris Thompson, who's kind of their third down scat back receiving option. I think he's got a shot to have a nice game this week against Atlanta. Alex, as you know, Darren Sproles and DeMarco Murray had big games as receivers against the Atlanta Falcons. They gave up a lot of catches to Shane Vereen a couple of weeks ago. So I think Chris Thompson's the type of running back who can really come through for you in one of the heavier bye weeks early in the season. If you are desperate for a running back in a PPR league, I think Chris Thompson can come through for you.
As for your surprise sit this week, you're going with a guy who's coming off a 3-touchdown performance. You have to explain this one to me, Joe.
Well, it's Jeremy Hill, the Cincinnati Bengals, and here's what I want people to be aware of. I'm not saying that Jeremy Hill is a guy you absolutely must bench, but if you've got some options on your bench, maybe you stash Todd Gurley, and you're really excited to get Todd Gurley going, I would rather do that than play Jeremy Hill this week against Seattle. The Bengal offense has been great, but I want to point one thing out. In a 3-touchdown game, Jeremy Hill had only 9 carries. So it's not like he was the lead back. It's not like he was the foundation of the Bengal offense. I just want people to be careful with chasing points in a bad matchup. So Jeremy Hill, I'm not saying he's worthless this week, just that you have to downgrade him and understand that even though he scored 3 touchdowns, only 9 carries last week, Giovanni Bernard still had more touches than he did.
And Joe, last but certainly not least, give us one running back and one wide receiver who you're keeping an eye on this week.
Well, one guy's still a free agent. That's Ahmad Bradshaw, but the reports had him working out for the Colts on Monday. If Ahmad Bradshaw signs with the Colts, I'm very intrigued to see what this does to the value of Frank Gore. Gore's been playing an almost exclusive snap share in that backfield. They do need somebody else, and the fact that Bradshaw's really good in pass protection could mean Frank Gore comes off the field in third down situations, which would hurt his fantasy value. And another guy that I'm looking at this week, who we're actually going to see in Philadelphia, is Willie Snead, the wide receiver of the New Orleans Saints. A guy who was getting a lot of hype preseason as a receiver for the Saints was Brandon Coleman. While Coleman's snap share was higher earlier in the season, he's been gradually losing snaps, and Snead's been getting them. Snead provides a little bit of a vertical element to the Saint passing game, and while Drew Brees isn't throwing the ball down the field well, it looks like he trusts Snead. So Willie Snead, you might not have heard of him, but he's becoming a fantasy option.
That will wrap things up for this week's edition of Fantasy Spin presented by Bud Light. Our thanks to Joe Dolan, the managing editor of FantasyGuru.com. Be sure to follow Joe on Twitter at @FG_Dolan and listen to him on SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio. We'll see you back here next week on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.